It's the 6th of September. How's this for a flashback? It was on this day in 1969 that this TV show started.
HR Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Stuff, can't do a little cause he can't do enough.
It was on this day in 1997 that Elton John performed his new version of Candle in the Wind at the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales. It sold over 30 million copies, becoming the biggest single of all time.
Goodbye, blooms rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart.
Heading the September 6th birthday list is Roger Waters. The guitarist, singer, songwriter with Pink Floyd is 76. Popular entertainer and ventriloquist David Strassman turns 62.
Teddy, what's the matter?
I can't face the people tonight.
What's wrong?
They're all so good looking.
There's some very funny people celebrating birthdays today. Comedian, actor and self-confessed redneck Jeff Foxworthy is 61.
My entire childhood, our mailbox in front of our house had the letters M-A-L-E painted on the side of it.
The actor, famous for his sound effects on show in the Police Academy movies, Michael Winslow, is also 61. And Aussie basketball great Shane Heal turns 49.
Back to Heal, another three. Ah! Oh, Shane!
Finally, it was a year ago today that tributes were flowing for one of the true greats of Hollywood, Burt Reynolds. Voted the world's number one box office star for 5 years, from the late 70s to the early 80s, famous for movies like Hooper, Cannonball Run, and Smokey and the Bandit. He died aged 82.
For the good old American life. For the money, for the glory, and for the fun. Mostly for the money.
Remembering Burt Reynolds on September 6th.